Husey and Kate catch up.
Yeah, happy hump day. It is Husey and Kate ready to take you over the crest of that hump and downhill towards the weekend.
Yeah, it'll be smooth sailing all the way. Just put your feet up.
Why wouldn't it be?
And it's like you're on a, I know, one of those new powered scooter things I'm seeing all over the joint. And I'm seeing a lot of seeing a lot of powered bicycles. It's a real new thing where people are putting a bit of engine.
Electric bikes.
Yeah, yeah. Wouldn't mind getting one of them myself.
When you encounter a hill, you need a little bit of assistance. And that's what Husey and Katie are here for.
My brother-in-law, John, is very keen on getting himself an electric bike. My sister says, why don't you just get a normal one, you lazy bastard? So they're having a bit of a conversation about it. So he thinks they're expensive, he says. So, Katie, we've got a Barb update. That woman, your alter ego.
Oh, yes.
She's got a new online lover called Fred.
If you've ever wondered what online scammers sound like, you actually get to hear one on this show. You get to hear what they say. You get to hear a lovely Australian woman fall in love.
Her character. A coincidental Wednesday. We just have that music. I just love that music. Come on. Come on, give it to us.
No. Why would he not be prepared for that?
Really. Sleep at the wheel. It's coincidental Wednesday. You have got a coincidence involving a producer of the year who's with you in Bologna, Italy.
Correct.
She's got
Sasha French.
Her lover is not online. He's real, isn't he? Giuseppe.
Oh, he's real. He's so real that last night we all went to Giuseppe's restaurant.
Oh, my God.
It was our idea. Giuseppe didn't seem so mad about it, did he? But we all turned up there and he couldn't have been lovelier.
You know what? I'm glad that it actually exists because I was a little worried that Giuseppe didn't have a restaurant when Sasha said it was closed the other day. So.
Yeah. Well, you never know when you meet people online.
We're going to get more of that a little bit later on. I'm talking about we're hoping to get hold of Tommy Little, who's causing a furore, a fluster, because he's got on Bumble. So the Tommy Little from this radio network, our sister show, Carrie and Tommy, he's got himself on Bumble, Katie.
I've never known anyone who seems so keen on changing his single status,
but hasn't achieved it.
Yeah. Like, that's amazing, isn't it?
It is, yes. So, anyway.
We must ask him about that.
When we come back. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to.
You tell me.
Well, has Richard Reed, the celebrity gossip man who used to be on the Today Show, crossed the line in the South African jungle about what he said?
I don't like it.
About Carl Stefanovic. If you missed it,
I don't
miss it here.
Like it.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Richard Reed, though, Katie, is a celebrity gossip columnist who's made his living into this country, Australia.
Yes.
He's from America.
Like Marsha Hines.
Yeah, but Marsha. Yeah, well, that's true. Yes, like Marsha Hines and many others.
I mean, there are some people. And Matt Preston.
Yeah, well, many. Jack here.
Yeah.
He's from England.
No, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, we don't have a problem with people coming to this country.
No. Borders
are
open. Do I sound like I have a problem with it?
No, you do a bit, yeah.
I think there's examples of people who...
Where were you born?
Australia. Were you? In Boona, in Queensland. I'm the only person in my family that was born in Australia.
Well, exactly. So, I'm four generations or five generations. So,
By your F off, we're full T-shirt.
I haven't got one of those. I'm happy. My wife's mother was born in Sri Lanka. So, you know, my kids are quarter Sri Lankan. Don't have a problem with it. I'm happy about it. I like it. Anyway, back to Richard.
I'm an example of someone who's had to go overseas to be appreciated.
Where did you go?
Bologna. I'm in Italy, you fool.
Yeah, you are getting a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Aren't you meeting the Italian Australian ambassador or something? That's happening.
Yes. You're
having that
tonight. We're going to see a play with him.
Well, God, it's all happening
Dr.
for you.
Dr. Greg French. And what's the name of our producer? Dr. Greg French.
Sasha French.
Play the music, you fool. It's coincidental
Wednesday. Well, Sasha's had to go over there to be appreciated by Giuseppe. Giuseppe is really appreciating her, as far as we can tell.
She's been devoured like a slice of mortadella.
You're right.
By the local men. When we walk around, they're just like, they're onto it.
Yes. Anyway, let's get back to Richard Reed, who's on. He's right now in South Africa. He's in South Africa dealing with the jungle.
How's he going? Are they testing them in the jungle?
I imagine they are, but they're kicking people out every night. So, you know, it's only got another...
It's like they're done with the show, isn't it? It's like they're having a fire sale.
No, it was planned.
But, you know,
no, they went before the show. They didn't get halfway through. They've had a very successful season, Katie. So don't you worry about the jungle. Jungles, they've reignited themselves by...
I'm not worried about the
starting
success.
Earlier in this year. So anyway, Richard Reed's there. And last night, he's on the show talking to some people, not quite sure who he was talking to. But
why can't you give us the full picture? Who was he talking to?
He might have been talking to the Gogglebox girls. That's my guess. But I'm only listening to the audio, so I haven't got the pictures in front of me. But this is what he said. It's made news. Carl Stephen and I will not be happy. Have a listen.
So I go in the makeup or the hair room, and this guy looks up, and he's kind of like balding. It was Carl Stefanovic without his spray-on hair.
So he has spray-on hair.
Yep.
I don't like it.
But he went further than that. That wasn't it.
No, I don't like it.
Well, I'm not here to... Don't shoot the messenger. I don't say I like it. I just say...
you're bringing it to us.
What happened? It's made news.
Okay,
I'm here to tell you what
made
news. It's a bit more.
Yeah, we had one of those six-week vacations and came back with...
plugs.
Mm, and still used the spray until it filled in.
Oh, Carlos.
Yeah.
Bald as an eagle. God, he'd be so cross if he knew that was being sprayed.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well.
Well, very well to laugh, Richard Reed, but do you want to... I mean, the sun hasn't set on Carlos's career. He'll be back, and he may need you know, a gossip reporter on whatever show he does. And was
Correct.
It going to be Richard
and
Reed?
And also, this is what we know about Carl Stefanovic. He may be at a low ebb at the moment, but not low enough. He's had to go into the jungle. Give me some sort of preparation for that, Jack.
I think it's a joke.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like that. You know what I don't like about that? I find discussing what goes on in a makeup room to be like discussing what goes on in a doctor's surgery.
Mm.
Like there's a certain expectation that you have when you enter there that's a sacred space.
Yeah, well, I suppose Richard's just trying to fill some time out there in the jungle. So, I mean,
is that all he's got? He's a celebrity gossip columnist, supposedly to the stars.
Well,
Alan
DeGeneres is a mole. He did that one last week.
Yeah.
So he's actually made two headlines. So he's probably doing his job. But let's get back to the stage of men who go bald.
Carl.
Not just Carl, but Jack. You
hold on. I'm not going bald.
No, you are always complaining about it.
Yeah,
it's on the march.
I don't like my receding hairline.
But
you've
had a bit of a. What are you doing with it? Because it looks great.
I just had a haircut, and I did say to the barber, I'm struggling, you know, around the sides. Is there anything you can do to sort of, you know?
Has he added some hair?
No, he didn't add any hair, mate. He just gave it, you know, a cheeky fade and left a little bit extra on the side that's disappearing. I haven't had time? I've got a newborn child.
Well, we just had a long break. We just had a six-week break, so.
Yeah, he could have gone and had some magic done.
Mm.
But also, here's the thing. If you're, we've discussed this before, that if you're a man, and if I was a man and I was balding, I would do anything that was on offer for me if I wasn't happy about it. Some guys are like, oh, well, that's life. But what's he going to do? Go on TV with some thin strands of hair over his shiny pate? Of course he's not. Of course they're going to fill it in.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
You don't sound like you are. You brought it to us as though it's a...
I just thought it'd be a fun topic to discuss, and I'd like to hear from people. I don't know, who are we going to hear from here? Like, we'd like to hear from people who have got men in their lives who have had work done on their hair, but you can't mention it. Or you can mention it.
Oh, right. Oh.
13, 10, 60.
Keep it a secret.
Do you know someone who you believe has had work done on their hair?
Well, you know what?
Some men.
I reckon there would be girls who have had romantic assignations with men and the men have said, don't touch my hair.
Yeah, right.
Like a black girl with a weave. You know, don't touch my hair.
Well, you often have hair extensions yourself. You've got some in right now, haven't you?
Exactly.
Is your husband allowed to touch it?
Thanks, Richard Reed.
Oh, Is that you don't tell
no,
people?
No, it's not. No. I talk about it, but just say I didn't. Just well, say it
yeah,
was.
You're right.
All right.
You know.
13, 10, 60. Do you know someone who was going bald and then all of a sudden you went, hold on, their hair's grown back, but you can't say anything.
The Hughesy and Kate catch up.
Richard Reid has been spreading some gossip in the jungle about old Karl Stefanovic.
Oh, well, he was a Today Show gossip reporter, and he was very he was in there every day, I imagine, with Karl, and we love Karl. I love Karl Stefanovic.
Yes.
He's having a break at the moment. Well deserved.
I respect Karl.
Well earned.
Yes.
And
exhausted from his wedding.
But also many years of breakfast TV. Let's just say what Richard said in the celebrity jungle over there.
So I go in the makeup or the hair room, and this guy looks up and he's kind of like balding. It was Karl Stefanovic without his spray on hair.
So he has spray on hair.
Yep.
So he's thrown Karl under the bus and made him got a news story out of him. We're talking about it, so I don't know if we're part of the.
Why was he even allowed in the makeup room?
Well, everyone's allowed in the makeup room. Well, isn't he that?
No, they're not. You try getting off the 96 bus and wandering into the makeup room at Channel 9. No, you won't be allowed.
Yeah, but Richard's on the show.
Yeah.
He also has to be in there because he gets made up as well.
Yeah, well, you know what? From now on, I'm like, Richard, you're not allowed in the makeup room.
Well,
if you happen to be on TV again, you've breached what goes on in what is the inner sanctum where people are at their most vulnerable before they go on TV.
And I wouldn't do that, but I do have friends, work colleagues, who I've worked with for close to 20 years now, who I thought were going to be completely bald 15 years ago, and they're not bald.
And somehow they're not.
They're not.
Name names.
Not name.
Who?
I'm not.
I know them? I know who you're thinking of.
So you know them.
Yeah.
But I'm not Richard Reid, so I'm not here to name those names. But
no, you're not.
There's a powder they use as well. They sprinkle on a powder.
Of course.
And it just sits
it's
in
a hair pigment powder.
Is it?
And so, you know, sometimes when someone's on camera and you see the part of their hair and you can see the scalp through it, it's so you don't see that.
Right.
It's all just smoke and mirrors. But any fool who watches TV and thinks that's what people on TV actually look like all the time, they can't be helped.
All right.
Don't you think?
Well,
it's part of the magic of showbiz.
Yeah, but it happens in not just on TV. Rhonda, you went out with a man, is that right?
No. I work with a guy.
Oh, you work with
him? He's in his early 30s, good-looking guy, and I never noticed his receding hair, and I just noticed it looked really good. So I said, oh, your hair looks good. Have you done something different? And he said, I went to Turkey for I think it was called a hair transplant because it was cheaper getting it done there than in Australia.
Oh,
and
yes.
And he showed me photos. They take hair like a from the back of your head and they put it on the front, so you look pretty hideous for about over a month, but when it grows back it looks like you've got a full head of hair. It looks amazing.
He front-footed it. Did you think he'd had something done when you asked the question, or were you completely innocent with your question?
No, I was completely innocent. I hadn't seen him for a while and his hair looked amazing. And I said, what have you done?
So he wasn't embarrassed. He wasn't hiding it, as far as you know.
No, he wasn't hiding it. He told me all about it. And
Turkey.
You know, I agree with you, Kate, that in a sanctum, I won't mention his name. He can ring up himself if you want to tell you more about
it. Yes.
I'd like to see a photo of him, though. Can you send us a photo?
You know, I go to a doctor he does hair transplants, and he's had a hair transplant himself.
Do you?
I always look at it. I mean, if he's at the right angle. I just like it's magical. And that's, in fact, what we might send Jack off to do. Well, a lot of people would be interested in it.
Would you like to have a hair transplant, Jack?
I don't know if I need the extreme, to be honest. But
we'd really like to send you to Turkey, Jack.
Okay, well, all right, I'll go to Turkey. Well,
Angie, this is a high school story?
Yes, that's right. So it was about 10 years ago, and there was a guy in our year level who was about 18 at the time. He was receding really early.
Yeah, and that happens a lot. That's a stack of young men who just,
That was my dad. My dad was fully bald by the time he was 19.
So, he wanted to hold on to it for a while. Didn't want to shave his head and just let it go. So he kept on spraying his head for ages. And
He'd
spray it.
What
was it? I don't know, some sort of hair product spray to cover it up, sort of like what Karl Stefanovic was using. Just a black spray to look like fake hair. And one night he was hooking up with a girl, and the next morning he woke up in her bed and he turned over and the whole entire pillow was black. And he got so embarrassed that he just flipped the pillow over and ran out and never contacted her again.
So you obviously know this guy really well. Like for...
Yeah, a friend through a friend. I don't know him anymore. I haven't seen him in years because I've finished high school ages ago. But I have seen photos of him recently and he has a shaved head now. So yeah,
right.
Let it go.
Yeah, he doesn't have to tip pillows over. But you know what I hear from that?
No, now there's just oily marks on the pillow.
You know what I hear from that? Just he was getting action young and I'm jealous.
Hughie and Kate catch up.
Everyone's favourite online romantic Barb is back.
Oh, Hughie. She's falling in love again.
Yeah, with a man called Fred, who claims claims he's from Indiana, doesn't
Yes, he's American and German.
We have a taste of what happened here. Fred doesn't know we're recording these conversations, by the way.
No. We suspect, and I wouldn't tell Barb this, but we suspect that he's a romance scammer. Don't we?
Absolutely we do. We haven't had confirmation yet. His accent's dodgy for someone from Indiana.
A lot about him is dodgy, but he seems to have fallen quite deeply and quickly in love with Barb. In their second phone call, or first phone call actually, this is how he wanted to finish things up.
Can I get a night kiss from you, if that's okay?
Oh, goodness, it's very soon for a kiss. Oh, goodness, all right.
Just blow it, at least that will make me go a long way for me tonight. Ooh,
yeah. Fred, all right, I suppose no one's looking. Ooh.
He enjoyed it, even though there wasn't much to that kiss. I think Barb could have gone in a bit harder, but...
Well, just wait. They're still getting to know each other. Basically, as we know, Fred, his conversation consists of how was your day, did you have lunch? So Barb's going to ask him a little bit about his work, which is always very interesting.
Yes. All right, don't go anywhere. Find out what Fred gets up to at work next.
The Hughie and Kate catch up, back in just a bit. They won't be too long, promise. The Hughie and Kate catch up. Finding love online is never easy.
Hello?
But this time, things are going to be different. Ladies and gentlemen, Hughie and Kate are proud to introduce Barb.
A life without love is a life half lived.
Does that voiceover guy saying things are going to be different? I don't know. I mean, that's giving Barb false hope.
Well, you know what they say, Hughie? The definition of madness is doing the same things but expecting a different result.
So one more time for people who don't know, Barb is your alter ego. We record her conversations with her online lovers. They've got no idea we're recording them. They've got no idea we're broadcasting them. But it's a look into the world of what goes on, the scamming world.
The question is how long till they ask for money?
Yeah.
Because if they're a scammer, and at this point we have to believe that Fred, Barb's new lover, has all the hallmarks of a scammer.
Yeah, absolutely.
An accent that doesn't match up, a wife who's died, a lot of absent family.
A lot of big pauses when he's asked questions about his own life.
Very limited conversation, mainly about how her day's been and what she's had for lunch. But now let's see how he responds to the blowtorch that Barb applies with questions about his work.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, honey.
Oh, hello.
Yes, baby, how are you doing?
Oh, it's Barbara Bungle calling for Fred Crowder. How are you?
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm very well. Thank you. I loved receiving your lovely messages.
That's so sweet of you.
Oh, it's sweet
so
of you.
So how's your day going?
Well, my day has been rather lovely, actually. I went to Aquarobics. Do you know what that is? Do they do that in Ohio, Indiana?
Yeah, sure. But I don't go for that.
There's a group of ladies. There's 8 of us. And, you know, we splash and we giggle. Oh, we're silly sausages in the pool, but afterwards you'll really feel the burn.
Sorry about that. Did you have your lunch?
Yes, I have had my lunch. Thank you for asking, Fred. I'm intrigued by you and your work. What did you do at work today?
Just arranging some paperwork. I told you I'll be travelling to Asia for some
for a contract now.
Yes.
Just not a long, just a short contract.
Yes.
So I'm doing arranging my paperwork for the work because I'll be traveling by Saturday this week.
Goodness.
So when I'm there, we'll be more closer to each other.
Yes.
And we can chat more and talk more.
What's your project you're going to do, Fred? It sounds very high-powered, traveling around the world with contracts.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know if you know about Petronas in Malaysia. Petronas, it's a company.
Oh,
is
no.
It, yeah, is it? Oh, so but, I'm going there for some, they're building a new refinery in a state there. So I'm going to commission that.
Oh, goodness.
It's finished and, yeah. So I went there 6 months ago to sign up for the contract and awarded the contract last month. So,
oh, that's wonderful. Weekend. You know, can I ask you a question, Fred? You know, everyone's always in a panic about petrol. Are we going to run out of petrol? Because it always seems like there's plenty.
No, you're not going to run out of petrol. Because we are, yeah.
Every time I've been at the pump, there's plenty of petrol.
Yeah, because you need that. Basically, everyone needs that to survive.
Yes.
It's really important, yeah.
Yes.
Because you use it in a lot of things, not just your car.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all required.
He's very passionate about his job.
I love him. And I think he loves Barb. What about his high-powered job? I don't think he's a scammer.
He's travelling to
be... He wouldn't need to be.
You know what? He's travelling to be closer to Barb, isn't he?
If you want to see
from
Barb,
Malaysia,
if you want to see Barb in action,
Australia.
We've got videos online. Just search Husey and Kate on Facebook, and of course, get the podcast if you missed any of Barb. HuseyandKate.com.au. We'll have more Barb tomorrow,
and get Scamming the Scammers to have a look back at Barb's career so far. She is.
It's a podcast.
She's a wonderful woman who one day will
you
find.
You sound keen on her yourself.
Oh, God. I mean, everyone's fallen in love with Barb. She's so much fun. I want to go aqua aerobics with her. That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Okay.
Her and Barb. You and Barb in the pool.
What,
well,
me
around.
And Barb.
Oh, you and... No, you are Barb.
She's back to her.
Husey and Kate catch up.
Yes, good afternoon, Husey and Kate. Indeed, here for your entertainment this afternoon and a week.
Yeah, we just heard Barb dealing with another online scammer and she was telling their online scammer that she has just been to aqua aerobics.
Yes.
And it reminded me, Katie, of a time I was at the swimming pool only recently and the woman who was taking the aqua aerobics class, well, they're on the side of the pool, aren't they? So they're not in the pool. So she had a class of older ladies in her pool doing their thing. And I walked past and I went where I wasn't
Creep.
Meant to... I wasn't meant to be where I went, apparently,
yeah,
so...
I bet you went.
No, I was walking past. No, I was walking past the aqua aerobics woman and she said g'day to me. She recognised me and I said g'day. And I kept walking and a woman in the pool looked up to me and you know what she said to me? I can't... Have you got the beep? She went... off. It's very aggressive.
What? From the pool?
I had no idea how aggressive these aqua aerobics women are.
Oh, well, I don't think they all are.
She was so...
There was obviously someone who you'd had an encounter with in the past.
I hadn't had an encounter with her. She was in her 60s at least, just really focused on her class.
In your younger days. wow. So did everyone laugh at it or were they shocked?
No, well, it was only really me and her who heard what she said. So, and I was it was appalling. She actually came up to me afterwards later on while I was rating by
did
a slide.
She?
Yeah.
And what she did she tell you then?
She said, I'm the one who told you to F off. And I said, and she said, I thought you'd appreciate it. And I said, yeah, well, I suppose. Yeah. Hey, when
we've all read Mills and Boone's romance novels that have taught us that's how you get a man's love by being horrible to him and having a fight with him in a lift.
Treat him mean, keep him keen. Someone who's got someone keen on them in real life is your producer, our producer, producer of the year, Sasha French.
Oh, my goodness.
And when we come back, you're going to tell us a story about her, a coincidence involving...
Her Italian paramour.
Lover, is that lover?
Giuseppe.
Yeah.
Well, no, not, you know. I mean, she's a lady.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
Let's get some coincidences.
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way, my name's Christian too. What a coincidence!
It's coincidental Wednesday.
13, 10, 60 for your coincidences. Give us a call.
How delightful is a coincidence? I'm going to say this. If you're tired of coincidences, you're tired of life.
Yes, as my uncle used to say, if you're tired of trees, you're tired of life.
Yeah. What a coincidence.
Exactly, coincidence.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
And as we like to say, they might be big, they might be small, but they're just the little nuggets of joy that are on your pathway through life, just to give you a little buck up.
Now, you, Katie, you've witnessed one firsthand involving Sasha, our producer of the year.
Producer of the year, who's here in Italy, and decided, as you know, to get on Tinder.
Yeah, I think we encouraged her. Have you given us any credit at all, Sash?
No. You've been encouraging me for a very long time.
I have. I'm always pushing you out there.
Yeah.
Now, bear in mind this. As you know, she was like throwing burley in the water. They just all came flocking to her over well over 100 matches.
And then she just stopped. Yeah.
So randomly, she picked this guy called, who we're calling Giuseppe.
And she ended up
having a wonderful night with him, where she ended up at this Italian restaurant with four men. They picked up his mate, one of his mates, another mate came. First coincidence is Sash said to one of the other men who was there, "What do you do?" And he said, "I work at a radio station."
Give it to him.
Now, that's just a minor one. What are the odds?
I think the percentage of the population that work in radio stations in Italy, I imagine it's less than 1%. And there was four of them.
Much less than what you think one in 100 people work at a radio station.
But isn't that the home of radio, Bologna? But then it's coincidence you ended up in Bologna. Anyway.
Anyway, that was nothing.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
Nothing compared to what happened, Sash.
So Giuseppe said to me, "Would you like to go out again?" And then he was telling me we had to go to a pizza restaurant because he'd been there the night before, and the owner of the restaurant is a friend of his, and he must have been saying, "I've met an Australian girl."
Yep.
And the owner went, "Oh, the girl's from the radio."
And knew about
us. Knew straight away.
And guess how he knew, Husey?
How?
Because the week before he had been in Newcastle, he'd heard our radio show, us talking about me moving to Italy, and he'd seen your TV show.
And he was like,
show.
"I watched Husey.
Yes.
We have a problem."
Yes.
What?
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
What are the odds?
That crazy odds. God almighty.
Isn't that amazing?
Ah, geez, I love that guy. Who is he?
What are the odds?
Ah, God.
Giuseppe.
That is a great coincidence.
All right, 13.
It's an international coincidence. Yeah, he used to be married to an Australian girl.
It's a ripper.
13, 10, 60, Coincidental Wednesday. That's what we want. We'll take yours next.
The Husey and Kate catch up. Back in just a bit. The Husey and Kate catch up.
Coincidence is a wonderful thing.
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way, my name's Christian too. What a coincidence!
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
Well, often with coincidences, though, you think, is there something else going on? You know, what is there things we can't see? No, I mean, there is, obviously.
You know, things we can't see, like the wind.
Well, that's true. But also, you know, and you've got, you know, and there's telephone, sort of, you know, Wi-Fi. You can't see that, can you?
Wi-Fi. Watch out for the 5G, people.
What can that do?
The 5G's dangerous.
Is it?
It's on a different... We'll discuss that at some other time. Mm-hmm. Well, so, yeah, it's not been well thought through, the 5G.
Well, this Coincidental Wednesday. It's not, you know, what can kill you Wednesday. Melissa, what's your coincidence?
So a couple of weeks ago, I was at the pharmacy, and as I've gone to give them my slip for my medication, you know how it takes a while. I went to go walk off. Cut a long story short, they called out my name, Melissa Bruno, and another guy says, "No, that's my daughter's name." And when I went up to the front, I said, "Oh, my name's also Melissa Bruno." He's like, "Oh," he's like, "My name's Anthony Bruno." I'm like, "Well, that's my dad's name." So
what?
Him and his dad.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
He's daughter had the same name and same last name.
Was he getting drugs for his daughter? Do we know?
I'm pretty sure he was.
Yeah right.
So. You could engage in some kind of pharmaceutical swap.
I know.
Great story, Melissa.
And also, my girlfriend's Priscilla Bruno.
I love Bruno as a name.
Italian.
Yeah, right. And you're an
Italian, Melissa? Italian.
No, hang on. Yeah, are She's you Italian, gone. Melissa?
Yes, I'm Italian.
Yes. Have you ever been to Bologna?
No, never, actually. Me and my fiancé went to Positano in Rome last year, but never been to Bologna. That's next to do on my bucket list.
Positano's not far from. Is that on the beach, Positano?
Yes, it's amazing.
You know what? I was in a cafe only yesterday and I said to a guy, where are you from? And he said, Positano. It's coincidental Wednesday. And he said, it's on the beach. Thank you. It's apparently great
well, that's
in summer.
Not a coincidence. Don't point at Jack and it's on the beach. As though that's not part of the coincidence. That's just geography.
Amber.
All right.
What's your story?
Hi. So 2 weeks ago, my mum went to the crematorium to pick up my dad's ashes, who unfortunately passed away in February last year. But she went there and they gave her the wrong ashes. Anyway, she opened the box up to find the paper that had on it was actually my dad's great uncle, who was disowned from the family about 20 years ago for something that was pretty horrible, and it's the person my dad despised the most in the world. And so when my mum picked up these ashes and they were his, she was just mortified.
Oh, God, that's just an incredible story. It's Coincidental
Wednesday. Amber, but you know what that sounds like? Like great uncle is determined to make his way back to the family.
Oh, I don't think so.
What did she do with the ashes, Amber? Did she throw them in the bin or...?
No, she took them back and got dad's and she was,
The one person that...
Yes!
I mean, so much of that story I want to know about, but I'm worried about
I'm worried about
what the uncle did. What did the uncle do?
We can't dig into what the uncle did.
I'd like to, though. Maybe off air.
I know.
Find out.
All right. Probe.
Heike.
Yeah, hello. Heike.
Hello. What is your coincidence?
Well, we went to the Fiji one day.
Fiji,
Yes, we went all day in the pool and in the evening we came back in the room.
Yep.
And my daughter's earring was missing and I was so upset because it was very sentimental value to me. But what can we do? We had to forget about it. 3 days later, we booked a trip, snorkeling trip on a boat and lots of people on the boat. And this one man kept staring at my daughter and that was a bit weird to me. And I said, is something wrong? And he said, well, I just realized your daughter misses an earring. And I said, yeah, don't talk about it. I'm not happy about it. And he said, what hotel are you staying? I said, such and such. And he said, my son found an earring last night in that hotel pool. And he said, I think I've got it in my camera bag. And he came back and it was my daughter's earring.
It's Coincidental Wednesday. That's incredible.
You know, that coincidence gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, I'm tingling behind the ears where an earring would be.
Yes. Magical. Life is magical.
That's how we do it.
That's it. Hughesy and Kate Catcher. There's a lot of love on this show.
There really is. Some of it's to do with scammers and Barb, Kate's alter ego, is dealing with that because we record the conversations and put them on air. So that's that is a community.
You get to hear how it plays out.
It's community service. Some of it is real love, and that is Sasha French, our producer of the year, who has found love in Italy. We believe.
Giuseppe. We went to his restaurant last night. Hughesy.
Has he got your seal of approval, Giuseppe, by the way, Kate? You're a good judge of character. You love him.
My husband's going for a ride with Giuseppe.
So once Sarge leaves and comes back to Australia, maybe your husband
he'll
can
still
keep the romance going in a platonic way.
For a good half hour last night, he and Peter just talked and Sarge and I may as well not have been in the room.
All right.
Correct, Sarge? When
Sasha does go back to Australia, though, I want your husband to go on long bike rides with Giuseppe and ban Giuseppe from talking about any other women. So he's got to wait.
Well, you know, it was interesting last night. Giuseppe was saying he goes for a 90-kilometre bike ride every day.
Yeah.
And that's Peter's idea of a fantasy.
Wow.
And but Giuseppe said, I don't have a wife or children. And then he basically came up with the analogy that Peter was in prison. Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And I did say to Giuseppe, but it is a prison of love.
Yeah, yeah. Happy to be there. Mm. A lot of people who leave prison go back, commit crimes to get back in there because they love it so
Correct.
Much.
Correct. So, they're so comfortable there.
Hey, on the subject of love, whether it's real or fake, Tommy Little, who does the show with Carrie, Carrie and Tommy, she's on maternity leave at the moment. They'll be back on air soon before us.
Is he not desperate to be in a prison of love, Husey?
He has, we believed, joined Bumble, the online dating app, but he's having massive amounts of trouble on it. We're going to find out from the man himself when we come back.
Mr. Little.
The Husey and Kate catch-up.
Katie, some people you would think wouldn't need help in the love games, and one of them is one of Australia's pin-up boys. We've got his calendar here at the office. I'm walking past February on a daily basis. Tommy Little from Carrie and Tommy. Welcome to our show, Tommy.
Oh, I resent that. It's pin-up men. Yeah, I'm not pin-up boy. It's pin-up man.
Oh, yeah, pin-up man. Sorry.
Is it?
Yeah, well.
Because I tell you, if you want to really, if you really want to see pin-up men, you go to our Men and Mongrels calendar, Tommy.
Yeah,
Little.
Exactly. Yeah, we have our own calendar involving mongrels.
Any mongrels on your calendar?
Turn it into a calendar competition so early in the chat. So that's fine.
No, no. let's not worry about the calendars. Let's worry about your love life, Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're single for a while. It is always your singleness. Always, you know, I'm intrigued by it, don't you?
Yeah, to a point of perversion, I would say. There are times that I see you, and you put one hand on my shoulder, and you grip quite firmly, and you say, "What's happening? Any girls? Any girls?
Well, I don't say any girls. I say, "What's going on in your life?" I'm interested in everyone's love life, not just yours. But I am happy to look at your Instagram account.
If you were as interested in females' love life as you are in mine, they would have you arrested.
No, I mean, I am, though. Yeah, honestly, aren't I, Kate?
He has been arrested, Tommy.
Tommy Little, riddle me this.
Mm-hmm. What's the longest relationship you've had?
Ever in my life?
Yes.
1.5 years.
Right. How long ago was that?
That was 10 years ago.
It's just a massive, it's an unbelievable effort, mate, for you, because you to keep yourself, you're a target, which a lot of women want to hit. And for you to be able to keep moving all this time.
I'm nimble.
Yep.
I decided to take the plunge because I actually took a while off dating completely. And I thought, this isn't working. And so I took a while off, and now I've re-entered the dating world and got on an app called Bumble. And it's been a nightmare.
But you must have, is it blowing up every single moment? How many?
No, they've just been abusing me, telling me that I'm not me and how pathetic it is that I'm posing as a celebrity to try and woo women.
Oh, right. Yes, I'm reading the comments and people are like, this is a 60-year-old guy trying to get nudes.
Even doing things to himself in a basement while he types.
Yeah. Message said that they said you're
There is that as well.
I said, you've got my age wrong. Everything else is accurate.
Yeah, another message said this is a 40-year-old guy. Like, 40-year-old guys aren't allowed to be, you know, on Bumble. I mean, come on.
Well, somehow you've made this all about you, which is weird.
Yeah.
I was offended on the behalf of all the 40-year-old single men.
Posing as me.
So Tommy Little, you can't basically use a dating app.
Well, not without abuse, apparently.
Yeah, but you can sift through the abuse. Now, come on, how many times have you swiped? Have you swiped right on how many? Like 10, 20, 50, 100? Nah. How many?
Heaps. I put the phone down and I do the old move called the running man, where I swipe right on nearly all, and then I see what comes back positive.
Oh, God. So are you getting hit up? You must be getting, I don't know, you could fill every second of your day with dates. When was the last, have you been on a date with one of the girls from Bumble yet?
I've been on one. And she sat down and she said, she goes, this is your first Bumble date, isn't it? And I said, yeah. And she goes, yeah, I can tell you're nervous. And then she goes, it's okay, Bumble, like, you're pretty old. That's what she said to me, the first thing. She goes, you're pretty old. So internet dating is more of like a younger person's thing.
You're right.
But that's how well it all went.
How old was she? Yeah.
She was 28. We were almost the same age.
What?
Oh, you're 36, aren't you? How old are you?
Imagine if you said to her.
Mate.
Oh, you're 33. Sorry. All right. Sorry.
We're not all. Bloody hell. It's happening all over again.
I thought you were.
That was a flashback.
Yeah, right.
So, Tommy, what are you looking for?
Someone with low standards who's up for it.
Oh, mate, we could get that. You wouldn't have to, you know, leave
you
the house.
You say that. Just, honestly, just come into our office.
Well, I've heard Italy's going off on the dating scene. Maybe I'll get over there, Little. Katie.
Oh, Tommy, they don't need you, mate.
Well,
Italy is a country. No, everyone's already doing your shtick over here.
Are they?
Charming and can't commit. That's what they do.
Well, how did you go with the 28-year-old? Is that a one-off or are you going to see her again?
No, it was so strange. So then she started talking about stand-up comedy and how, because I told her she was very funny, and she started talking about how her friends had always told her she should be a comedian. And at no point did I mention that I was a comedian because we got too far down the comedy track. And she never asked me what I did. And then I told her I had to leave. And she was like, oh, yes, an hour, standard. That's pretty standard for a Bumble date. And I was like, oh, I didn't. Okay, sorry.
So she pretended she didn't know who you were. Is that right?
I don't think she pretended anything. I think she flat out didn't know. She told me how her friend had... Yeah. She told me how her friend had done comedy at an open mic night. And I said, why don't you do it? And she said, I hear it's really nerve-wracking. And by this stage, it's gone too far. And so when I left, I didn't even have the heart to tell her I'm going to do a stand-up comedy gig and that's why I have to leave.
I mean, I think she might have known, Tommy.
Must have known, Tommy Little. Can I just say this? You're a lovely guy. You're a lovely guy. But no one's going out with you unless they know you're famous. I mean, you're like Husey.
And that's not an insult, right?
Husey and Kate catch up.
We want to get some facts of the freaky kind coming up next.
Yeah, and if you are a child, or maybe you're the parent of a child, or the guardian, the legal guardian of a child, and you think they would be good for this great segment, Freaky Facts, what
do
you do?
We celebrate the children of this country.
Yeah, and their ability to tell us about the world around us.
All you have to do, give us a call right now, 131060. Of course, if you get through to Freaky Facts, we give you a little prize as well, thanks to the Athlete's Foot, $200 voucher, so that's part of it.
Very important to check in with the children.
Yeah, absolutely.
They get a bit overlooked sometimes. Either that or they're the sole focus of people's existence. Yeah. Like there doesn't seem to be any you know.
You're right. You're either a deadbeat dad or you're some sort of a
helicopter.
The Husey and Kate catch up. Back in just a bit. The Husey and Kate catch up.
Time to get some freaky facts.
It's a super freaky fact.
With Ryder Lane. Ryder Lane.
Yes, Ryder Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the show, Ryder.
Hello.
Now,
that's a lovely name, Ryder Lane. I mean, when you're older, you'll drive a lane. But in the meantime, you're a rider. Lovely rider.
And you love facts, do you, Ryder?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You're 8 years old.
Yep.
Yep. Which we believe is pretty well prime fact-gleaning time in your life. Am I correct?
Yep.
Now, Ryder, you are very, very cool, we believe. I love your name.
Thank you.
Good.
You a bit nervous, Ryder?
Yes.
No, fair enough too, mate. You know,
it's a big day.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big day. All of Australia is gathered around to hear your freaky facts.
Not all of Australia, Kate. I mean, there's people who aren't listening.
All of Australia that counts, Ryder.
Now, Ryder.
Why diminish the lad?
I want to put pressure on Ryder. Ryder, give us your first fact.
Pressure makes diamonds, Ryder. That's a fact for you.
Very excited, Ryder. What's your first fact?
Because of the rotation of the Earth, an object can be thrown further if it's thrown west.
Super freaky fact!
What?
So an object can be thrown further if it's thrown west because of the rotation
because
of the Earth.
Because, Ryder, is it going with the angle of the Earth?
Mm-hmm.
An amazing fact which I'm going to use to my advantage in the future. So I'm always going to be on the east side of any throw or kick.
Any thrown object.
Frisbee.
You're throwing.
Yeah, I'm going to be east so I can throw further west. I'm going to throw to someone who's in the West because I'm throwing West. Great fact,
you
man.
You know what that's like, Ryder Lane, when you spit out of a bus window? Not that you would ever do this, but on school trips at my school, sometimes the boys would spit out the bus window and it would fly in a window behind them. Well, I think it's a similar principle.
I don't think so.
Do you think that's just Ryder Lane?
It's just the wind. No, it isn't.
Do you think so, Ryder Lane?
Just say no.
No.
Yeah, good. Yeah, right. Fact number two, give it to us, Ryder.
Butterflies taste with their feet.
Say that again, mate.
What?
Butterflies taste with their feet.
Butterflies taste with their feet.
Fact.
So when a butterfly sits on you, it's tasting you, or when it stands on you. That is incredible. I do not know that. So when a butterfly goes onto your pie, maybe, or your chip, it's tasting.
Or your butter.
Yeah, exactly. Is butterflies called butterflies anything to do with butter? I wonder.
Wow, Ryder Lane, you know what? So far you've given us physics and you've given us nature.
Give us one
more. What is your third freaky fact?
Bring it home, Ryder.
One hot orange will float on water, but sinks if you peel it.
Super freaky fact.
Orange will float on water, but it'll sink if you peel it.
That is
right. There must be a pocket of air, Ryder Lane, between the peel and the fruit.
I am going.
Do you think?
Yes.
I'm going to try that. When I get home, I'm going to get an orange and I'm going to try that experiment. I'm going to get my kids to try it and I'm going to say, kids, I've got something amazing to show you.
And then you'll make them stand west and throw the fruit and peel at them.
Yeah, and I hope there's a butterfly.
Ryder Lane.
They're three great facts.
You have given us so much to go on with.
Brilliant, mate. Brilliant.
Well done, mate. Score yourself a $200 athlete's foot voucher. All thanks to the Athlete's Foot. It's the right fit for all kids' foot shapes. Find your nearest location, theathletesfoot.com.au. Do you want to know why butterflies are called butterflies?
Why?
Yes.
Well, this is one thought, is that butterflies or witches that took the shape of butterflies apparently stole milk and butter.
Shut up.
That's what it says.
Shut up, Jack. You're too old for this segment.
Witches that took the...
Hughesy and Kate catch up.
Yeah, driving you home this afternoon. Apparently, Hughesy's got a late nomination for something.
A worst person in the world. Casey, our digital genius who can't find somewhere to plug his headphones into right now. Yep. Is there nowhere under there? There's got to be somewhere under there, mate.
Oh, yeah, I know. More thing.
Why can't he? He's got the wrong thing on his headphones, has he? I've got no other headphones that work in this building. I mean, how many?
Last night I watched your show.
Yes, absolutely.
On 10 Play. Hughesy, we have a problem.
Yep.
With headphones in. First time I've ever watched anything with headphones on.
Yeah, wow. And how'd you go? In your life? Incredible.
Just about. At work I have a couple of times, but never in my private life.
Well, you enjoyed it and it's available to watch on 10 Play.
I loved it.
Good. Good, Katie. Now, now before we went to that break, we had Ryder on doing Freaky Facts. And
is that why Casey was the worst person in the world?
Yeah, no, you're about to see why. You're about to hear
why. Oh, okay, good. All right, I thought that was the end.
Why would that make Casey the worst person in the world?
No, I thought because he couldn't find headphones and he was a technical person.
No, that's not it. Well, that's another reason. Okay. But, all right. So, and he said that if you peel an orange and you put it in a water, it sinks. But if it's not peeled, it doesn't sink. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the producers had a great idea. Let's get a couple of oranges and test this out. Put a video up. And so Carly was going heading down to Coles to get. I said, get two oranges. And what did you yell out to her, Casey?
And a peeler.
I said, what? A peeler. I said,
a peeler?
I said, they're oranges, mate. And what did you? And then what did you say to me? What did you say?
Are you thinking of a mandarin?
And that's when I said, you're the worst person. He's the worst person in the world.
The worst people in the world!
How old are you,
Casey? I mean,
Casey?
Here's the thing.
I'm 25.
25.
Casey, y'all got yourself an orange peeler. They're dangling from the ends of your arms.
Have you never peeled an orange with your
hands? We call them hands.
You've never peeled an orange with your hands?
No, I don't think I have.
What are you talking about? Have you never eaten an orange?
No, you normally cut it.
No,
don't
and
have,
then you can peel
what,
it.
You've never, what about this school bag, you fool?
No, like a didn't whole you, know,
yeah, no. Put your thumb in, poke it in the top, and then the juice squirts everywhere, and then you get some in your eye.
I think you're thinking of
you've
a
never
mandarin.
Done that.
I'm thinking of a mandarin, mate. Mandarins are easy to peel. No one's going to deny that. You are. We've got to get three oranges because we want to watch him peel one.
When we come back, Kate's got a story from Hawaii.
Oh, I have a story that you are not going to believe. You know how we were talking about how in Italy everybody smokes? Yep. Everybody smokes.
Yep.
In Hawaii, they've proposed legislation pretty well to go the opposite way, but you won't believe the ludicrosity of the suggestion. Oh. It's adorable.
The Husey and Kate catch-up.
Welcome to the show. It's a show to take so many twists and turns. It's not a predictable show, you know.
Yeah, we're going to have a man peel an orange for the first time in his life. A little bit later on, not that far, but yeah, so he's 25. Never peeled an
orange. But don't give him any clues.
With his hands. I won't give him any clues. But Katie, Hawaii, what are they doing?
Ba-ba-ba-ba-bam. All right. So, you know, we were talking about smoking laws. In Australia, they're quite prohibitive.
Yep.
Australia invented the plain packaging, which is spreading around the world, by the way.
Yeah, so that the companies can't use their schnazzy labels to lure young smokers in.
Yes. Mm. In many cases, extremely beautiful artwork that's been refined over, 100 years.
Yeah.
Now, verboten, banned. And having a successful impact on smoking numbers, I think so. But Hawaii, well, you know, you think of Hawaii as being all shaka and hey, bro, and laid back.
Yeah,
don't you?
Well, I've been there. It's surfing and longboards. Outdoor cookouts or whatever. What are they called?
Luau's.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of smoking out there. So, smoking meat.
This is a story that's proposed about a Hawaiian lawmaker who's proposed a bill about smoking in Hawaii that would gradually raise the minimum smoking age to, you tell me what, the minimum smoking age. So in Australia it's 18.
Well,
although in certain suburbs it's 11, but legally.
Yeah, well, let's go. Well, only can you say with America, their drinking age is 21, so I suppose they've got to even that. 21.
It's already 21.
Is it? For smoking?
It's already 21 in Hawaii.
Yeah, right.
So they're talking about raising it. What are they going to raise the minimum smoking age to?
Well, 25, I suppose. That's all I can think. Higher.
Higher.
Than 25.
Higher than 25.
28, so you can go to an over...
No. This is going to take a long time because basically
30?
By the year...
Dirty 30.
2024, which is only 5 years away, in Hawaii they want the minimum smoking age to be...
40?
100. Imagine how popular the 100-year-olds will be all of a sudden.
There's a theory that if smoking hasn't killed you by the time you're 100, you might as well keep going.
That I guess so. It's like, so they want to, in 2020, next year, raise the minimum smoking age to 30.
Yeah.
And then they want to raise it by 10 years every year after that.
Well, that's just weird.
So by 2024, the minimum smoking age will be 100.
That is...
It'll be 40 in 2021, 50 in 2022, 60 in 2023.
Well, people need to get smoking now if they want to,
They just make friends with old people.
I love it. That's wacky.
It's
wacky.
The Husey and Kate catch up.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say this could be a first on radio.
Yeah, well,
I guarantee it is.
Well, it's the beauty of radio is that you can, you know, you can throw out the rundown and just do whatever you like. When
and also, Husey, the beauty of human connection is you find out things that are just amazing, so, and you only do that really through conversation.
So we had Ryder on, an 8-year-old who did the Freaky Facts segment, who told us. He told us that an orange that is not peeled floats, but an orange that is peeled sinks. And we thought we would try that. We're desperate for content here online, aren't we, Casey?
Yep.
And with Casey, you had the idea. Let's film it and put it online.
Casey's our videographer.
Yeah.
And we're only going to get one orange. And I just said, no, we need two oranges. And then as Carly's heading towards Coles, and what did you yell out, Casey?
Make sure you get a peeler as well.
And I said, why?
And then this most extraordinary revelation from a young man's life. In fact, quarter life crisis, really, not so young.
I said, you don't need a peeler for an orange. And you said, you're thinking of
a mandarin.
You're thinking you can only peel mandarins with your hands. Yeah. With an orange, you need an implement.
The skin's so thick. So, and it's not like, yeah, anyway.
So at the age of 25, you've never used your own hands to peel an orange.
No, I don't think so. I can't
remember. What, when you make orange for something, Casey, do you peel it all with a knife or a peeler? A vegetable peeler?
I think you slice it. I think you slice it.
I've known.
Like you do it in quarters, and then you can get at it. You think,
exactly.
But you can't get at it without at least cutting it in half.
I'm just saying it's going to be messy.
Yeah. So at the age of 23.
Wow, it's going to be like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
So we've got two.
Here's the thing, Casey. I'm taking from this that if we left you sealed up in a cave with a bag of 100 oranges, you'd starve to death. Because you'd be like, I got no way of getting in that sweet, delicious fruit. What am I going to do?
Have you ever bitten into one with your teeth and started that way?
That's
a terrible way to start an orange.
That's what I do. He's going to do it. And then we're going to do the challenge with the one peeled. If he can get it done. Here we go.
All right. So you've given him the fruit.
He's got an orange there. Go on. Do it. Put your thumb in. His thumb's gone in. Oh, yep. He started. How are you feeling about it, mate?
Okay, well, it's a bit easier. But I did like my
how you going?
Thumb went like all the way pretty much.
Your thumb goes in the middle.
It's messy. You got a little bit of juice. You're going okay, though.
And I've also got like
at this point,
orange in my fingernail now.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you peel it. I mean, we're not saying it's perfect.
With an orange.
It's not as easy as a mandarin. No one said that. Here he's going really well. How are you feeling now?
I'm
satisfied.
He's nearly got it done. Do you still want us to go to Coles to get the peeler, or what do you reckon? Here we go.
I reckon
he's got about
15. Well, hang on,
15.
Wait till he hits the segments. Did you watch a YouTube tutorial about this, Casey?
No.
Because you've really...
You've just done
it. You're taking to it almost like a human.
He's done it. He did it. It's completely peeled.
But hang on. No. I want him to eat. How's he going to eat that orange? Does he know about the segments?
No, we actually want to do the test. We want to do the test, like with the water.
You
want him to eat it?
Okay. We know what's going to happen.
Well, I would like to see the results of
one sinking.
We'll
drop it in and then he's going to eat it.
Then you can eat it. It's fresh water. Right, here we go. One, two, three. One of them. Here we go. Yep. They're both.
No,
the peeled one has gone to the bottom of the water. Yep. And the unpeeled one is in the top. So that is true.
Just as Ryder Lane predicted in his Freaky Facts segment.
Pull it out, Case, if you can.
Now pull it out and continue eating the orange. I want to just see how he's going to eat the orange.
What are you going to do with the orange?
I'm going to stick my finger in the middle bit.
Yeah, he's pulled it apart in half.
Pulled it apart.
Now he's going to grab a segment.
It's amazing. The opposable thumb thing
we go,
that we were given is incredible, isn't it?
He's done it. He has done it in his mouth.
There we go.
And now he's feasting on the winter fruit
that
is oranges.
What a man.
It's Husey and Kate.
Husey and Kate catch up.
Bit of barb. We'll be back tomorrow. If you missed today's, you can podcast the show, huseyandkate.com.au.
And Katie, from Bologna, you are in Italy right now, and you're meeting up with the Australian ambassador tonight.
We're going to a play with him.
You're right.
An Australian play by an Australian playwright called Andrew Bovell that's been translated into Italian. So we'll be sitting there watching a play in Italian.
No idea what's going on. Will there be no subtitles in a play, is there?
Makes no difference to my life, really. I never have any idea what's going on. Sasha's coming.
Is Giuseppe coming?
No, Giuseppe's not coming.
We haven't invited Giuseppe. Sasha's new man.
Oh, he's
man.
Working in the restaurant tonight.
How was the food in the restaurant, by the way?
Good. Stunning.
Stunning.
Stunning. Absolutely delicious.
Could be a keeper, this guy, Sash.
There's no Italian keepers, I don't think.
No. There must be.
No. No. It's just from sunrise to sunset. Yeah, you just make the most of it. Or from sunset to sunrise, however you roll. Yeah. As you say, live in the present.
I like it. Live in the moment.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
You're all caught up with the Hughesy and Kate catch-up. Want more Hughesy and Kate? Download the Hit app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.